Welcome to the OME Talks podcast. I'm your host, David Petro. This is our yearly bonus episode. In it, we hear from all of our guests from this year and their responses to the question, what advice would you give your first year teaching self? They all seem to have lots of ideas, and we'll put them together in groups that have some similarities. And so we're going to start with Jason Toe, Cal Armstrong, and Kelly Cullen, who will speak about looking for math in the world around you and in the math leaders and professional organizations around you as well.
For me, as a first-year teacher, I didn't know what I didn't know. And what I mean by that is I had a very limited experience or learning around teaching math. I mean, back in the day, teacher's college was just 1 year. And so I got what I got, and I just felt like, okay, then now I guess I'm good, and I must be a pretty good teacher now. And little did I know, it took me a few years to realize, oh, Jason, you really don't know how to teach. And so what I would say to my first year teacher self, or to any first year teacher, is reach out to, you know, in the case of mathematics, find out who your math leaders are, whether they're in your school or in your district, and just send an email and make a connection. Find out where you can continue to learn. What book do you think that they, you know, that you might want to read, or someone to follow on like a social media site? Because, you know, teachers college is 2 years, but you're a teacher for 25, 30, 35 years. So that kind of learning, like that, you know, that period of time, you got to keep learning. And there's no better time to start than day one when you're a new teacher. So reach out to folks who are whose job is to help teachers learn, and just kind of go down that rabbit hole and just see where it goes.
So it racked my brain about where I had first run into OAME, because I can pinpoint where I first ran into NCTM. I was tutoring at a school and they had the old NCTM magazines there, and I would read them while I was waiting for my taxi to pick me up after tutoring. And so I would encourage first year teachers to engage in their professional organization, whether it's OAME or it's ASCD, which is the Association for Supervision and Curriculum Development, which seems like a big bite for a first year teacher to take on. But if we want to improve our craft, we have to be in, and I'm trying to sell here, coach, out of me, we have to be engaged in a conversation with people who know more than we do. And that's not easy for a first year teacher to do within their own classroom space, within their own school space. It's challenging to walk towards a head of department and ask a question, say, I don't know how to do this aspect of my job, but I've been hired to do it. And so your professional organizations, your online communities, your chat OAMEs, you want to make sure that when you're asking a question, you're asking it from someone who's motivated to help you learn. And those professional organizations are there for that. Private organizations are motivated to sell you something. Professional organizations are there to help you become a better teacher. So reach out, whatever aspect of growth you want, whether it's technology, whether it's project-based learning, find those nonprofit organizations, those professional organizations, help you and give you an opportunity to learn as best you can.
I would ask myself to take time to notice the beauty and wonder of mathematics everywhere, and then suggest ways of where to fit it into my math program. Creating a vibe in your classroom where you hear students say, this is fun. To start small, make one small change that could lead to another. And just taking the time to really make those connections between ideas and the world around us.
That was Jason Toe, Cal Armstrong, and Kelly Cullen. In our next group, we're going to hear from a few who will be talking about giving yourself a break, because teaching is hard. We'll hear from Joe Bowler, Robert DeRoche, and then Camille Jones-Ford.
I would give myself, oh gosh, this is such a hard question. I have to think about this one. as a first year teacher, I have to think back to being a first year teacher. I would give myself the advice to start all lessons with something really open and inviting to kids, like doing a dot card talk or a number talk or showing them a data visual and just asking them what they see. There are lots of people now sharing really good lesson openers, and that gets kids open and talking. I would share with my first year self that it's really good to get kids in activities and teach them inside those rather than teach methods and then give them an activity. And just to not be too hard on myself, because the first year of teaching is really, really hard. And there's so much to learn in that first year. So I found the greatest help when I was a first year teacher was going swimming after school. It would clear my head. I'd go into the pool. I'd be like, oh, what did I do there? And what do I need to do? And how could I have done that? And it would just clear my head and I survived.
I would tell my younger teacher self to be kind to myself, to ask questions when needed, and to really focus on the relationships with the people in my classes and my classroom, and be open to them, to learn from them, and understanding that no one's perfect and we continue to learn as we go along.
So the advice I would give my first year teacher self is to, first of all, give myself grace, because teaching is a beautiful profession, but it sometimes takes a minute to get your rhythm and get yourself together. I would definitely tell my first year self to be more visual in my explanations. Most of students are visual learners, believe it or not. They're kinesthetic visual learners versus auditory, the way that I was taught growing up. So to be more visual. And then I would also say that relationships are the paramount of any connections with students. So building those relationships with the students so that they trust you and they want to learn the material you're teaching them is a key thing to success.
That was Joe Bowler, Robert Roche, and Camille Jones Ford. Our next two speakers remind us not to take things personally. We'll hear from Vanessa Vaccaria and Lisa Lenny Borden.
If I had one piece of advice for my younger self, I think it would be from the book, The Four Agreements. If you haven't read it, you should. It's amazing. And one of the pieces of advice in that book, one of the four agreements, is to not take it personally. And I think that's probably one of the most useful pieces of information I've ever gotten in my life. And what it means is don't take the bad personally. You know, if you're trying out a new teaching method, and it, you know, it kind of lands flat, or like some students don't love it, don't take it personally. And if something great happens, you know, you try a new teaching method and it's amazing and all the kids love it, don't take it personally either. And it's not that you shouldn't give yourself credit for trying something great. You should definitely give yourself credit for trying something great. But whether or not you continue to try that thing or you continue to try new things shouldn't be entirely contingent on, you know, staff opinions of you, student opinions of you. A lot of that has to come from within. And that piece of advice is obviously the most useful when you do something that doesn't feel like it's working. Because often when we're trying new teaching methods, if they feel like they're not working, it's because it's something new. And for students and staff, unlearning is so much harder than learning. So many people are stuck in their ways. So don't take it personally. Keep doing what you believe in. Obviously, listening to students and student voice is so important. But just remember that really, at the end of the day, if you are doing something and you feel like it's aligned, it's not going to necessarily work the first time. So don't take it personally if it doesn't, and don't give up.
What advice would I give my younger self? When I look back at my first year teacher self, I can close my eyes and be back in that classroom. And I think what I would say is have more fun. Don't take it personally and try new things, like, and probably lead with love. I like to tell my pre-service teachers that if you lead with love, everything else kind of falls into place. And that obviously doesn't have anything to do with the mathematics, but, you know, I think as a first year teacher, I put a lot of stress on myself and really tried hard. And I think all first-year teachers do. And I don't know that there's a way to avoid going through that. But I think trust in what you know, ask for help when you need it, and have lots of fun. Play games, take out your math manipulatives, build things. It's okay if it doesn't go well at first. Just keep persevering because you'll get there. And also learn from your kids. Listen and learn, because they'll teach you a lot about how to be a good teacher.
That was Vanessa Vicaria and Lisa Lenny Borden. And finally, we're going to hear from Mike Deutsch and Nat Banting, and they're going to talk about listening to and with students.
Well, I would tell my younger self, myself when I was a kid learning math, your intuitions and your ways of understanding are unusual, but they're really cool. And someday that's going to be a useful part of math teaching. And to myself, I don't know, maybe 5 years ago, when I was full-time in education for the first time as a second career, I would tell myself, really, like, stop talking. Let them think and talk. Because, boy, sense-making is, it's a super idea, but it's really hard to break the habit of just talking.
Okay, I think if I had to give first-year me some advice while teaching, I think it would be listen with students. Pretty short, pretty sweet, pretty simple. And I think that's all you have time for when you're a first-year teacher. It's something I learned actually pretty early on in my career through the work of Brent Davis, who's a professor at the University of Calgary. And I remember reading his work, and he had this idea and this notion that a lot of teaching is spent listening for certain pieces of mathematics. And listening to students is very important. But if we can switch that orientation and start authentically engaging and listening with students, actually seeing their ideas on how they've conceptualized the task you put in front of them, you can find moments of surprise, and you can find moments of newness in a profession that has the tendency to be very repetitive with the same courses and the same problems. And so if I had to sit young me down, I would give the advice, don't try to do anything fantastic and special and intricate, but just simply listen with students instead of listening for certain pieces of mathematics, and just open yourself up to really hear what they think and let them surprise you.
It was Mike Deutsch and Nat Banting, and that was all of our guests from this season talking about what advice they would give their first year teaching self. That wraps up this season of OME Talks, and we will be back next year for Season 8, where we'll talk to speakers from our upcoming OME 2025 conference. Registration is open now, so we hope to see you there. But until then, stay safe.